Week 16 arrives, and the Ravens will face the defending Super Bowl champion New York Giants Sunday at 4:25 at M&T Bank Stadium, and they have the exact same stakes they've had the previous 3 weeks. A win for the Ravens locks up the AFC North and guarantees a home playoff spot. It's a great motivation. It's a simple motivation, but securing that spot has been anything but simple. Good evening. Welcome to Ravens One-on-One. Jerry Sandusky with you. Happy to have our guest tonight, Josh Bynes, Ravens inside linebacker, who is our guest tonight. And, Josh, this has been an extraordinarily difficult time, to say the least, for Ravens and for Ravens fans. That said, it intersects with what for you has been a remarkable time. You came to this team a year ago as an undrafted rookie free agent. You've been on the practice squad. You've been released. You've been on the practice squad. You've been on the regular squad. And all of a sudden, you're in the starting lineup at one of the most crucial times of the season. So, you know, personal perspective, it's a pretty interesting time for you.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's crazy, you know, coming from starting from practice squad, getting released, and all the other things. I talked to guys who've been in the same similar situations. It was all like being positive about, hey, I've been there, I'm looking, I'm starting now, or I'm doing this, or I was here, and all of a sudden it turned out perfect for them. It's like it'll happen whenever it comes, and all of a sudden it's here, and I started my first game last week, and it was crazy. It was an unbelievable feeling, and hopefully it continues on going.
Does it help, having gone through what you've gone through in the last two seasons, personally, you know, just not knowing if you had a job week to week, to be able to handle the duress and the stress of a three-game losing streak? You made it through that tough time personally. Does that help you as a team member go through a tough time now?
Oh, of course. It helps me. It helps me, and it's going to help this team, because seeing that I went through that adversity, seeing that it was tough, like, it's still now. Each and every week, regardless of the situation, I still look at myself as, okay, I might not be here next week. I might not be here next week. You know, you still have to look at it that way, because coming in undrafted, that's how I was. And this is a tough stretch for us, these three games, and it's very unfortunate for us to lose three in a row. But at the same time, we have to look forward to the positive things, look forward to this following game coming against the Giants, that we could definitely have opportunities to seal our deal as far as being AFC North champions. And that's the thing about, you know, me going through that adversity. I look for the positive and keep fighting, and all of a sudden something will pay off at the end. And at the same time, this team is going to keep fighting, and it's all going to pay off at the end.
Psychologically, have you been in many locker rooms like the one last week after the loss to Denver? That was about as quiet a locker room as we've seen here in Baltimore in a long time.
Yeah, I've been in one in college. It's very, very tough, and it's heartbreaking. And, of course, this team, even though we're 9-5, just like somebody said, I believe it was Joe Flacco said, we feel like we're 0-14. And or 14, yeah, and it's tough, and it just, this team feels like we deserve to be undefeated. We deserve to be, you know, 15, at least 15-1, whatever the record may be. But we know we're better than what we're playing, and we see that we're definitely going to progress from this and work forward to what we got to do next week against the Giants.
In years past, when the Ravens were going through a tough time or if they faced a big challenge, 71,000 people in the stands would look to the middle of the defense for the guy wearing number 52. You play the position that he plays. What's that feel like, knowing that that's the spot everybody has looked to for leadership before, and now you have your second chance to start at that spot?
It's a great feeling. And I played 3 years in college. I was defensive captain, and I led a team for 3 years straight and never missed a game. And it's something I've been used to as far as being that leader, that vocal person for a team, and that's exactly what I'm planning on doing for this team, being that vocal leader, being that guy they can look forward to and not looking at me as some, okay, this guy is young or he's not ready for this. But when I stepped out there, I was very confident in what I'm doing, and I'm letting them know that I'm confident, and it gave them the feeling that, oh, Josh, he's confident. He's able to take on whatever the responsibility is given him, and I'm looking forward to it. All of it is opportunity, it's a challenge, and I love it and embrace it, because as a middle linebacker, that's what you do. You take leadership, you take this challenge, and you take responsibility of your defense and keep on going with it.
Josh Bynes is our guest. We invite you to join us at 410-467-WBAL, toll-free 1-800-767-WBAL, Verizon Wireless star sign WBAL, AT&T pound sign WBAL, and join us on Ravens One-on-One. Time right now for traffic and weather together on the 5s with Tamara Nelson.